You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports. Yep, the podcast from Justin News. You know that by now. That's why you're listening. Well, I am so grateful to all of you who engage in some way with the many things that we do at Justin News, whether it's the VIP subscription club, where you pay a small amount of money a month to get an ad-free experience, and you join me once a month for a town hall conversation, or you read the news site regularly, you subscribe to our daily newsletter, you listen to this podcast, which I'm always so grateful. It continues to grow by leaps and bounds beyond my wildest imagination. I'm humbled by that. I really am. Or you're watching our brand new TV show, Just the News, Not Noise, on Real America's Voice. So many different ways to engage, and you are. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being part of my Just the News family. Thank you for supporting what we do, sharing the word, sharing stories, just doing something as simple as putting out a link to one of our stories on Twitter or Truth or Getter or Parler, whatever you prefer, Facebook. All things big and small support this community and give us the ability to do the reporting, to do the interviews, to do the television, the radio. We now have a brand new radio show every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the Patriot Channel on Sirius XM. We are blessed beyond our wildest imagination. And I just want to start today, which is, by the way, National Prayer Day, the National Day of Prayer, by just saying thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful. And I thank God every morning for your engagement, your sharing, your wisdom, your feedback, because a lot of you send me great feedback on the website. It's almost always right. I smile to know that we have such wise readers, listeners, and viewers across this country. So I want to start National Prayer Day with my prayer for you, a prayer of thanksgiving for the extraordinary gifts you have given myself, my career, and of course, this great news brand, Just the News and John Solomon Reports. All right, so it is National Prayer Day, and no better person to bring on than Dr. Alveda King. She is the chief evangelist of her own ministry. She has, of course, is the niece of the extraordinary Martin Luther King, the author of King Rules and We're Not Colorblind. She's got a great show. If you like Fox News, Fox Nation, she has one of my favorite shows. It's on each time during the holidays. There's an episode built around the different holidays, Alveda King's House. It is fun. You basically get to have dinner with Alveda King. It's a really great show. She's going to be joining us. Of course, she's been a college professor, Georgia State legislator, and of course, last year, the recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. What an amazing award and accomplishment for Dr. Alveda King, a really remarkable woman. She's going to join us. We're going to talk about all the things that happened at the Supreme Court, about National Prayer Day, about President Joe Biden, about the aftermath. If Roe v. Wade is overturned or altered in some way, as it appears it will be from the leaked draft, what the pro-life movement has an obligation to do, what it will do, what it's been preparing to do in this moment. I think you're going to be surprised by some of her answers. She is a remarkable, remarkable woman. By the way, a woman who began her life as pro-abortion, her early adult life, and evolved into a pro-life figure of epic proportions. Her voice is among the most important and embraced in all of the country when it comes to issues of life, of faith, of Jesus in the public square. A remarkable woman. We're going to do that. And then we're going to take a quick commercial break. We come back from that. We had a great interview with Mark Meckler. He is one of the original founding forces of the Tea Party movement. He then began what a lot of people thought was just a chaotic adventure, but it is not. It is moving and nearing its completion point. He is the founder of the Convention of the States, the man who wants to call a constitutional convention in America for the states to take back power, take back money, take back the insanity from the federal government that has grown up so massively. These big government socialism. He has 19 states. He's on his way to, I think it's 31 he needs to get to. He believes he'll be there by the middle of 2024. But last night he came on the television show, Just the News, Not Noise, on Real America's Voice, and he shared an exclusive poll with us, some polling he did with the Trafalgar Group about Americans' confidence in government. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden was elected because he said, I'm going to make big government better and bigger and more effective. 18 months in, wait till you see what the polling has found, particularly as it relates to COVID, the government's bumbling, fumbling, still rumbling failures on the pandemic have eroded Americans' confidence in a very big way. 61% of Americans say they now have less trust in government than before the pandemic, before Joe Biden was elected president. We're going to listen to that interview. It's a great interview. We're going to bring a lot of sight. Now, before we get going today, lots and lots and lots of news. And I just want to give you a couple of headlines. First off, John Durham, he scored two very, very big wins in the court in the Michael Sussman case. First, he compelled a witness, a fusion GPS expert, who's going to have to testify at Michael Sussman's trial. And secondly, he convinced the judge, the trial judge, Judge Cooper, to look at these documents that now, belatedly, the Clinton camp, the DNC, the Fusion GPS people claim are attorney-client privilege, even though they were banting them about town for 6 years, sharing them with reporters, the FBI, State Department, CIA, God knows who else. But the judge agreed to look at that and cast doubt on the claims that these really are covered by attorney-client privilege, at one point noting that some of the documents appear to involve media contacts, have nothing to do with legal privilege issues. So John Durham scores a big one. Last night we had the Indiana Attorney General on the TV show, Todd Rokita, and he announced on our show that he and some other attorney generals are looking at possible legal action in the future to challenge the Biden Disinformation Governance Board. That's worth taking a look at. Very important turn of events there. Keep an eye on that. But my favorite story of the day is a great investigative piece by none other than my good colleague, Seamus Bruner. We wrote the book together, Fallout. He is a research director at Peter Schweitzer's Extraordinary Government Accountability Institute. We've been taking a look at Stacey Abrams, you know, who is one of the more influential members of the left, respected. But we had a question we wanted to answer. How does a woman who ran in 2018 for governor and lost, with then a total net worth of about $109,000, how in 3 years did she get to $3 million plus? How does the voting rights business land you that sort of personal wealth? And Seamus Bruner, along with some great research from Government Accountability Institute, answers that question in exquisite detail. Check out this story. Stacey Abrams' tied loan firm shifted its liabilities to U.S. taxpayers, and it paid off handsomely. And when I mean handsomely, like $300,000 nearly in 1 year. So what happens? I'll just give you the nut of the story, then you should go read it because the detail is so exciting. Stacey Abrams starts a loan firm. Now, she does this while she's a state legislator. So she's got a side business while she's supposed to be doing the people's business. That side business starts loaning money by taking future receivables of small businesses and giving them cash in advance with the idea that Stacey Abrams' firm will collect the future receivables, the money owed in the future by these small business clients. Now, that's a risky business. It turns out it had a default rate of higher than 10%. Early on, it wasn't paying her a lot of money. But then Stacey Abrams, who takes credit for doing this herself, figured out, you know what? There is a government program under Barack Obama that I can use to shift the danger, the risk from me and my company, my partner's company, this loan company known as Now Account or Now Corp as it's now known, and it put it on the American taxpayer. Basically, the liability shifts to the American taxpayer. And of course, it works. She suddenly scores a $300,000 payment, or something close to $300,000, a little bit less than that. But between 17 and 18, she's got about $300,000 in new cash from this company. And the firm and its recipients default, like $1.5 billion of the amount of money defaulted. Okay, it's a big default rate. You and I paid for that. The taxpayers paid for that. Now, how did that get administered to? Let's think about this for a second. It's federal funding that went through a Georgia state agency. So you have then state Democratic minority leader in the legislature, Stacey Abrams, whose job is to oversee Georgia government, having a company that takes federal money from Barack Obama, secures itself, and gets that money from a state agency that she has oversight responsibility as a state legislator. And she would have had more oversight of it had she won the governor's race, which she didn't. She lost to Brian Kemp. Now, this woman wants to run again this fall in Georgia against the Republicans for governor again. The story of how she took the personal risk away from herself and put it on you, the American taxpayer, while tipping the personal wealth to herself and her business colleagues, chronicled extraordinarily well by Seamus Brunner. Take a look at it. It's a great story, and it's carefully researched. You don't have to believe anything by taking our word. You can look at the documents in the Dig In tab. One of the many great investigative stories on the site today. A couple other quick things. I always talk about energy. And by the way, I believe in keeping a clean environment. I believe that we have an obligation to leave the planet in better condition than we got it. And that means cleaner air, cleaner water, more conservation. But we don't have to do it with something like the crazy Green New Deal. We can do it in other ways. But I want to point out that the crazy Green New Deal approach continues time and again to self-implode and fail. What do I mean by that? There is another one of those states. Remember, California had the brownouts. It's in danger of losing 10% more of its power soon because it won't do nuclear either. Well, Illinois is like a mini California. And this week, that blue state, that clean energy believing state, has gone into panic because it looks like two things are about to happen as a result of its clean energy extremism. One, its electricity rates are about to go up. And two, there is a strong possibility of brownouts. And so the legislature there, this woke blue Illinois legislature, is now saying, you know what, solar and wind hasn't kept up. We're not going to meet our targets and supply. We could be adding as much as $13 a month to customers' electric bills. We got to redo our clean energy bill. It didn't work. Check this story out. It's a really great story. It's very eye-opening. It's called Another Blue Clean Energy State Frets About Electricity Rate Increases and Brownouts. It's the story of Illinois, which, by the way, will sound very similar to the story of California or other states. Yes, we want to get to a clean energy future, but doing it backwards only puts stress on the American taxpayer, the ratepayer, only puts unreasonable goals that fail. And if you fail at this, you've not made the environment any cleaner. And then you have to go into reversal. And that's what Illinois is talking about. A very important story that I think has a lot to do. Finally, one last thing that I think is worth. You heard Senator Graham talk about this yesterday. He thinks Trump's in great position to win 2024 if he so chooses. Mitt Romney, the anti-Trump Mitt Romney, also had to say a couple things today. One, he's out of touch with most of his party. I think most of us figured that out already. He's been on a different singing script than most other Republicans for quite some time. One could argue going all the way back to his time as Massachusetts governor when he did the Obamacare light in Massachusetts that a lot of Republicans now criticize. But he has said something else. He said something almost identical to what Lindsey Graham said on this show yesterday. And that is, guys, Donald Trump has a really good chance of being the nominee. I accept that. I recognize that now. Even the guys who don't like Donald Trump are coming to grips that if you go 22-0 on a primary night, you got some clout, a lot of clout. And I think a lot of critics and supporters of former President Trump are beginning to agree about one thing. They may not agree on all things, but they agree on this. Donald Trump has the clout to win the nomination if he chooses, and certainly a lot of clout to have an impact on this 2022 midterm election. Finally, last but not least, I always like to give you the top ones as we come out. Twitter, yeah, it's in Elon Musk's hands now, right? He's closing up the deal. He's soon going to be in charge. But you know what? While that's going on, those Twitter censors, man, they're clipping faster and more furiously than ever. There's been a massive purge of COVID contrarians on the platform the last week or so, even as Elon Musk says, we're taking this free speech. Well, one of the bellwethers of that story is that when Elon Musk, if he does get control of the company, he's got a lot of people who don't share his free speech love, and it's going to take some time to course correct, wrestle that company back from the ideological censors that are on the platform and controlling it on all the different levels of that massively large Twitter company. All right, folks, that's a good headline roundup. Let's take a quick commercial break, listen to our great sponsors, advertisers, and partners. And when we come back, we're going to have first up Dr. Alveda King. Yes, the niece of Martin Luther King, the great evangelist, the great pro-life leader, and a woman who today is celebrating in a very unique way the National Day of Prayer. We're going to do that right after the commercial break. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. I am so honored to have this next guest on. She's been on this podcast many times before, including the day when those epic Supreme Court arguments were made in the Mississippi abortion case. Joining us right now, she likes to call herself evangelist, and that's one of many incredible titles she has held. State legislature recipient of the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award. She is Dr. Alveda King. Dr. King, great to have you on the show.
So glad to join you. Hi, everybody.
It is an honor, and I know everyone's excited to hear from you. This has been a traumatic week, I think, for the Supreme Court, an exciting week if you're in the pro-life movement. Your reaction, first, to the leak and its intention, and then, two, what the draft Alito opinion might tell us about where the court's headed.
Actually, when the leak occurred, there's a wonderful saying, what the devil intends for evil, the Lord intends for good. And over in Romans, all things work together for good.
Yes.
For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. So the leak kind of woke everybody up, whether you are for or against abortion. It got us to thinking and talking a little more. And so we can be very active now. So the Justice Roberts affirmed that the leak, the information in the leak was true. And I thought that was fascinating as well.
Yes, a rare moment.
So, it's enough to be excited about, to keep praying about. Today is National Day of Prayer, of course, and you can see my show, Alveda King's House on Fox Nation, and we're discussing the importance of prayer at such a time as this. So I think the leak got us to talking and thinking a little more.
Yeah, that it is. The entire country is talking. And of course, there are some that have already become so inflamed. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're throwing things at police in Los Angeles. And I think a lot of people are worried about this moment after the court rules, assuming it tracks the way that the draft opinion goes. One of the things I've always appreciated about you, and the abortion, the pro-life movement has been so successful for so long, but you bring a holistic approach. Every time you talk about an abortion decision, you're not just talking about the baby. You talk about the baby, the mother, the father. You had this incredible tweet this morning that caught my attention. There is a better way to compassionately serve mothers and fathers and babies. Talk about if this ruling goes through and Roe v. Wade is kicked back to the states, how we need to take a holistic approach to those who are facing an abortion decision.
This is what would happen with that reversal. When things come back to the state has to get involved. We the people are closer to the topic, and there are solutions to women, the baby's parents, the dad and the mom, the baby, solutions for the baby that don't involve killing anybody, including the baby in the womb, hurting the mother's spirit, soul, and body, getting the father to regret that lost fatherhood, because that's all of that happens with abortion. So there are other solutions, and so we can all weigh in with that. Say the pregnancy care center, step up to the plate and help more. Say at the church, well, we're not going to condemn you, but come on back and you know, come in as a family and let's see what we can do together. Education and things like that, opportunities for folks to parent and still finish their education and or be able to clear up their credit and get a house. There's so many things, broken relationships, arguments and fighting. The church can teach people how to love and be kind to each other without splintering. All those things can happen and bring in solutions that will not kill babies.
Yeah, a lot of the great pro-life people I've been talking to in the last couple of days have said the most important moment won't be when the court rules. The most important moment will be the minute after the court rules. What does mm-hmm. the pro-life Christian community do to make sure that mothers who are facing this decision have education, alternatives, love, outreach? Do you think the pro-life movement is organizing behind the scene to make sure that they can minister in a way maybe that they've never been called to minister before?
Many of us have always believed that God would hear our prayers and that many of us would see this reversal in our lifetime. So we started getting ready, many of us, a long time ago.
Yes.
This is not catching us unawares, and we are preparing. That's why today you have more pregnancy care centers than abortion mills in America. Because the pregnancy care centers have been fortified and strengthened, the adoption opportunities for safe adoption, holy and healing adoption rather than harmful adoption to the children, that is occurring. We're working on improving the foster system so that children don't get in that foster system and get hurt. So all of those kinds of things are happening. And we are very excited about it. So it's not catching us unawares. And compassion will grow in every state. Now, you've got about between 14 and 17 states right now today that will abort a baby from conception up until actual birth. And then
yes.
if the baby lives and survives, they'll let the baby die. So that kind of hard work still needs to be done so that we can have compassion. From the womb to the tomb, regardless of skin color, we are one blood and one race.
Yeah, that is the most important thing. We need to get back to that. There's too much divisiveness in this country, and people are sowing it, I think, for political and personal enrichment. But we got to get back to one country and realize we have much more in common than we do apart. You've spent some remarkable time with one of my favorite new political figures on the national stage, certainly on the Virginia stage, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Governor Youngkin marched. Virginia is a remarkable story because it's been a blue state, but a lot of red things are happening there. What's going on with the great governor and lieutenant governor there?
Well, that's the surprisingly good goodness of God, where in the midst of a storm, he'll turn the lights on, you know, and that's
yes.
what's happening. And we're excited about it. And of course, I'm glad to know the governor now. I'm glad to be in fellowship and worship with Winsome Sears often. So it's just a remarkable blessing. Now, I've got a show out on Fox Nation, Alveda King's house.
I love it. I watch it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
National Day of Prayer. There are like a series of six specials, usually around holidays. So Easter is up now. The new Easter is up. Of course, we had Christmas, all those. And now National Day of Prayer. And then after this, I think we'll do 4th of July is coming. So those are the kinds of, during those topics, we discuss what's going on in America. I cook a good meal, and we talk around the table.
What an amazing thing. And there's no better place than the family dinner table to have a civil conversation, a place where we
and
can...
And prayer.
We pray.
Talk and laugh and cry a little bit. That's what we do.
Now, you said this morning that one of the things you're going to do on National Prayer Day is to pray for the Supreme Court. What is that prayer? What do you want God to bestow upon this court?
Lord, I pray, I'm going to just pray right now, that the justices will stand firm, those who can vote for life. The ones who can, they have an opportunity to still rethink the position, that the support is felt across the nation for doing justice from the womb to the tomb, Lord God. So I continue to pray for those who are in authority, including our justices, that we can have peaceful lives. And the key is lives, L-I-V-E-S, not to die, but to live from the womb to the tomb for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for everyone. Regardless of human condition, we are one blood and one race, not colorblind, in need of the love of God. So help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to that. Absolutely. Last question for you, Doctor. I know you're very busy. You're headed out. This president that we had, he started much more in a pro-life posture. He's evolved into a very strong now abortion rights defender. Speak a little bit about the evolution. There was an awkward moment on stage this week where the president made some comments that irritated a lot of people. But he's a Catholic. His faith tells him that abortion is wrong, and yet he's on the other side. What are Americans to make of that struggle that he puts on display every day?
Well, it's called a slippery slope. And what happens, you compromise a little bit here, a little bit there. Then you find yourself in positions that appear to be irreversible. But there's always room at the cross for repentance. And so I will jokingly say President Biden needs to go home and take a nap, but I really will seriously say he needs to reexamine that faith and get back to Jesus and stop doing life-killing decisions and do life-affirming decisions.
That's what a lot of people are looking for. And I know one thing, the president may have some issues with compromising. You're a person who has never compromised. You are firm in your faith and your convictions and in the optimism you share for this country. And we are so blessed.
Well, I did compromise before 1983.
That's right.
I sold out to Jesus. I compromised. I used to be pro-choice.
That's right.
So my granddaddy saved me from abortion. Then I became pro-abortion. Then I came back to Jesus. So before I said, Jesus, really? And Father God, if you slay me, I'm still going to trust you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Holy Spirit, teach me. I did that somewhere between 83 and 84, and I've been walking this way ever since.
What a remarkable story. Every one of us draws inspiration from it. Dr. King, it is always an honor to have you on the show, and we ask for God's blessings upon you on this very important National Prayer Day.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a great interview from last night with Mark Meckler, the man who drove the Convention of the States movement to 5 million strong people, 19 states on the way to the necessary number to get a convention going by the middle of this decade. You're going to want to hear what he has to say about all of the amazing things going on in this country, including a brand new poll that's going to tell you a little bit about what Americans think about government's competence right after the commercial break. We'll be right back. Hey folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talk Back Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart radio app. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Welcome back, everybody. Joining us now in our Washington, D.C. studio is the president of the Convention of the States and a man who has built a 5-million-person large grassroots army. Joining us right now, Mark Meckler. Mark, great to have you on the show.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
You are doing such amazing things at the Convention of States. One of my favorite things is you do some regular polling that really measures the heartbeat of America. You've got some new polling that is a big warning sign for government. What'd you find out?
Yeah, well, I think this is really interesting because what we're looking at is what's going on about confidence in government. And right now we have 61% of American voters say they're less confident in the federal government and federal agencies than they were before COVID. That's an extraordinary drop. And that means people don't trust federal government. I think that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that seems, yes, especially with respect to what it says about small government or local government, people even trust local government less. And I feel like we are existing in a time where as conservatives, people on the right side of the aisle, we have really been emphasizing the importance of local and state government. So is it just an awareness thing?
It is an awareness thing. And look, I think the local and state governments behaved poorly during COVID. They behaved better than the federal government did, but they behaved poorly. And a lot of the lockdowns came from state governments and local governments. And I think people now have what I would describe as an appropriate level of skepticism about government at all levels.
Yeah, a lot of people might call this the Fauci factor, right? Trust me, this, I don't want to do this, we'll go to here, we'll go to that. Did you see any difference in the polling data when you went by state? Were people in Florida a little bit more happy with their government than, let's say, people in New York? Or was this basically a nationwide phenomenon?
You know, we do our polling nationwide, but I can tell you from traveling all over the country, John, what I see is, and I'm, by the way, I've been in 48 states in the last couple of years, just 3 states in the last 3 weeks. Wow. What I see is that if you go to a red state where they opened up earlier, people have more faith and trust in their government than you would see in a place like New York or California, because they've been freed up and they're out on the streets. They've been living their lives for a long time. For example, in Florida, it's been back to normal in Florida for well over a year. So folks are happier with their local government in places like that.
Yeah, and I know I'm an outlier, but I think that a healthy level of government skepticism is that of, I don't know, like 250 years ago. I think that that would be a great level to return to. But of all the government agencies, you know, we all have always been skeptical of the IRS, but now, unfortunately, IC agencies, FBI, CIA, now, unfortunately, the Supreme Court, obviously a chip in the armor of the Supreme Court. What agencies are next? Or are there any left, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I'm really worried about this leak from the Supreme Court. I think this strikes at the fundamental heart of the sanctity of the Supreme Court. You know, the idea that these folks, they can't even deliberate in private right now. I think that's very dangerous for the court and the legitimacy of the court. And so I hope they find out who did it, and I hope there's a prosecution.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about that today. Mark, I want to drill down to what this means for the election, because Joe Biden ran in 2020, and I'm going to make government bigger and better, and you're going to like it. That clearly failed. Republicans are always talking about covering government, but they don't always succeed at cutting it. Is this the tipping point moment where Republicans get a mandate in this election to shrink this government, take the power of the purse string and shrink it down?
I do think they get a mandate to do that, whether they actually do it. I'm skeptical. You know, as somebody that was here at the beginning of the Tea Party movement, that was the entire object of the Tea Party movement. They didn't do it. We go all the way back to Reagan. My first election, Reagan said he was going to do it. He was not able to do it. So Right now, I remain a skeptic that we'll actually ever see a shrinkage of government that comes from Washington, D.C.
Mark, one of the things that President Trump included in his America First platform was shrinking the government. He wasn't able to accomplish that at all. But earlier in the show, we had Senator Lindsey Graham on, and he actually mentioned the America First agenda with respect to if Republicans take back the House and the Senate. How committed, because I'll be honest, I was a little surprised to hear that from Senator Graham, but how committed to that America First agenda do you think that most incumbent Republicans are? Not the new ones who are coming in who are America First candidates, but the ones who are already there.
My personal opinion, and I can again reflect those of the opinions of grassroots all across the country, we're skeptical. We doubt it. They talk a good game when they're running for office. And then when it comes time to do the hard things that it takes to shrink government, they never do those things. So I don't expect to see much, if anything, out of the Republican Party after they win the election.
That's going to be disappointing. And it'll feel a lot like 2013 and 14 when the Tea Party had all this hope and then it didn't happen. It's a remarkable cycle that we keep going through. Let me ask about this privacy, the size of government intruding in our life. We had a story on the site this morning. CDC bought tens of millions of Americans' phone records and tracked what they did to see if they were obeying by the CDC's guidance. The idea that scientists now feel like they got to manage our lives. How do we eradicate this idea in government that they control our privacy now?
Yeah, look, I think there's only one way to eradicate it. I'm going to sound a little bit like a broken record, and that is Convention of States, our project. What we have to do is we have to do away with these agencies. We're never going to just shrink their power because they believe they have the ultimate power. They think they're smarter than us, and they are not bound in their minds by the Constitution. So the only thing we can do is shut these agencies down. The American people are going to have to do that by calling a Convention of States.
Mark, I know that the American people are very disapproving of this administration. That bears out in the polls. And something that you've spoken out about recently is the mask mandate. And it just seems to me like the Biden administration, these things that are wildly unpopular, not only across the country, but with his Democrat base, he just keeps powering forward through this. Who is advising him on this stuff?
You know, I think he has ex-Obama officials advising him. He's got a bunch of woke 20 and 30 year olds advising him, 20 somethings. And I think the real thing going on is they box themselves in. I can't find a way for them to get out, even in kind of my wildest imagination. They need to move to the center. They're not going to move to the center because the enthusiasm in their party is on the far left. So I think they're really boxed in, and I think we're going to see them hit a brick wall come November.
Yeah, dropped by the fringe for sure. Mark, we got about 30 seconds left. You've got a really fascinating National Prayer Day event tomorrow. You've picked an amazing location. Just tell folks, where'd you pick and why you picked it?
We're going to be at the National Monument to the Forefathers in Plymouth, Massachusetts. This is literally intended to be the touchstone to return to the right form of government, literally a God-based form of government that the pilgrims knew about. If you've never been there, come join us in Plymouth. We'll be there tomorrow afternoon from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. National Monument to the Forefathers.
We're going to try to stream that at justthenews.com tomorrow. So you can watch it there if you can't get to Plymouth. Mark, it's always an honor to have you on. You are an agent of change. Everything you do is moving this country in a good direction. Great to have you on today.
Thanks. Good to be with you guys.
All right, folks. That was a great conversation with Mark Meckler. We enjoyed that on TV show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to tie things up for the day right after this. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Time to wrap things up today. But before we do, I wanted to welcome a new partner, new sponsor, new advertiser, a new strategic partner in our Just the News John Solomon Reports family. It's called Dr. Marty Pets Food. It is a remarkable brand. This is a group. Dr. Marty has developed a type of nutritious meat vegetable blend you can feed your dog without worrying that it's too processed, without worrying that it is too unhealthy, without worrying what else is in there, toxins, other things. Dr. Marty, he has been at the forefront of trying to create a healthy eating and a holistic alternative medicine approach to veterinarianism. And he is having enormous success. And Dr. Marty's developed this Nature's Blend. It's a premium freeze-dried raw dog food made in North America. 81% of the form is made from real cuts of raw turkey, raw beef, raw salmon, and raw organ meats. I just fed it to my two extraordinary dogs, Bentley, he's the boy dog, and Bailey, she's the girl dog. They're two doodles. Bentley is a golden doodle, and Bailey is a really remarkable sheep-a-doodle. She's an English sheepdog cross with a poodle. They are two of the most adorable, loving, hyper-crazy, nut-job dogs you could ever have. We love them. We have so much fun with them. And I just shared for the first time with them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. They had it gone before I could turn my head around. They love it. And I am hooked on this. And guess what? If you have a dog, if you've got your Bentley, your Bailey, a dog you love very much, well, why not treat them to something you can rest assured is veterinarian approved, healthy? Not something that comes from the store, something that comes from the heart, because Dr. Marty cares so much about your dog. He believes they're part of your family, and he wants to treat them as well as you would treat any other member of your family. And he wants to give you a chance to check it out, just like my dogs did. My dogs just devoured it, loved it. Bentley and Bailey were just so happy that I swore they had a smile on their face when they were done. But for a limited time now, you're going to be able to save 50% on your first order because you're a Just the News fan. So all you got to do, you go to drmartypets.com. Let me give you that again. drmartypets.com/justnews. Or you can do it if you just want it on your phone, you don't got time to go to the web browser, text the word Just News to 511-511. That's easy to remember, right? Just News, one word, to 511-511. You can text it there or just go to drmartypets.com/justnews. Either way, you're going to get 50% off your first order from Dr. Marty's Pets. And here's the great thing. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. That is standing behind your product. How many people do that? So text the word Just News to 511-511 or go to drmartypets.com/justnews. Either way, you're getting 50% off. It is a great deal and a great new partner here at John Solomon Reports and Just the News. Support them because they're supporting us. I'm always grateful when you do that. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. Have a great night. Tomorrow we're coming back. We'll be breaking some more stories. I'm looking forward to it and having a great conversation. We'll have some big newsmaker interviews planned tomorrow, which I'm excited about. All right, folks, have a great night. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.